T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It only took a week to seat a jury in the trial of former President Trump in New York City. Now the trial begins. Peter Harlambous joining us from outside the courthouse in New York City. All right, a week-long selection process. I kind of think that that went fast from what a lot of people might have been expecting.
Yeah, certainly. We were expecting that process to take up to 2 weeks. And given the challenge of Donald Trump being arguably the most recognizable person in the United States, finding a jury of people who could put aside their feelings seemed to be a daunting task. But after only 4 days of jury selection, we landed on not only 12 jurors to hear the case, but also 6 alternates. And that even happened after we lost 2 jurors who had to step aside after they raised concerns about their impartiality after they had already been seated. So things at the moment appear to be moving ahead of schedule here.
Peter, you know, with criminal trials, you usually know who the first witness is going to be. This morning, we don't.
Yeah, that's something really unique about this case, given the circumstances of the defendant. Donald Trump's defense attorneys asked on 2 separate occasions last week to learn the names of the first witnesses, but prosecutors refused. They argued that they were afraid, given Trump's history, that he would go after them on social media, attack them, intimidate them, etc. And the judge agreed, saying it was completely understandable that prosecutors raised that concern. We have a sense of who might the initial witnesses be. We're thinking Stormy Daniels might be up early. We're thinking that David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who arranged this catch-and-kill scheme with the former president, might be one of the initial witnesses. But publicly, prosecutors have said nothing on the matter. Our understanding is that Trump's lawyers only last night learned the names of the first witness, who are expected to see on the witness stand later this afternoon.
Well, that's late notice. And for Trump's attorneys, pretty busy time. This isn't the only trial going on.
Yeah, this is going to be a very busy week for Trump's lawyers. So while Trump is in his criminal courthouse to hear opening statements, just down the street, Trump's lawyers will have to be arguing in front of a civil judge about whether or not the bond in his civil fraud case, that's a $175 million bond, should be rejected because the New York Attorney General raised multiple issues with it. Also, later this week on Thursday, Trump's lawyers are heading to the Supreme Court to make oral arguments about the merits of presidential immunity. Trump will be bound to this courtroom all week. He's not allowed to go to those oral arguments in D.C. He's not allowed to go to that civil hearing. He's a criminal defendant, and he's not allowed to do anything but sit there and watch this trial proceed.
Peter, thank you for the update. Peter Harlambous joining us this morning from New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.